fucking killer, Huey, just like the rest of us. Now, why don't you stop pissing around and tell everybody what this is really all about?
Today, up on this hill, I'm counting all the killers. They sway as they swarm. Look of gluttons in their eyes, they mutter as the body loses warmth. They pick your bones like locks inside a tomb, and take great care to not take care.
Welcome to episode 230 of something I like to call the Grunt Free Press Podcast, because it's a podcast hosted by this website, www.gruntfreepress.com. It's a little something I do in my spare time, idle hands and all that. I'm absolute deicide. And last week, last Friday, was the first day after Thanksgiving that I've had in like 10 years, I think, when I didn't have to wake up at 3 a.m. and work Black Friday at Walmart. So I did that. Yeah, I did that for like a decade. You know, I'm free of that curse. I still had to work on Friday, but there were significantly less blacks there. What I did with all that extra free time wasn't really extra free time. I still had to work. I think I actually worked a longer day than I would have if I worked Black Friday. But yeah, what I did on having like an actual almost an entire day off when didn't have to fucking worry about that. Well, that's what we're going to go over today because it's important. Podcast@gruntfreepress.com is the email address. We can share your thoughts with thousands of listeners. Tell them how this show has changed your life. Numbers are an estimate. It may not actually reflect the actual number of people who will be affected by your email. So I thought about playing through Shenmue 2, then being current year guy and progressing to Shenmue 3. I played fucking the first Shenmue last week. I thought about it. Then saw that Shenmue 3 is only available on the Epic Game Store right now. If you want to play it on PC, I think it's like PlayStation 4 and PC right now. And yeah, on PC, it's one of those Epic Game Store exclusives. And I've talked about this before. I mean, I don't really care about that. Like, it doesn't really fucking bother me. I'm going to play MechWarrior 5 next week, which is like, oh, it's only on the Epic Game Store. Whatever, sure. I'll fucking play it. Like, I don't care. But I mean, given the choice, I mean, you know Shenmue 3 will be on Steam very shortly. Kind of like how Red Dead 2 is like exclusive to the Rockstar launcher right now. Like, I fucking downloaded that. I'm like, I don't know, I'll play Red Dead 2 again on fucking PC. There's an excuse. Maybe go back and try for like the fifth time to play through like Red Dead Revolver and the first Red Dead Redemption and do it like that. So yeah, I downloaded the fucking launcher. I'm like, I don't know, dude. If I heard this, all like bugs and shit in the game, and it's kind of shitty right now, I'm like, I'll wait a little bit. But then like another week, in like a week or so, it's coming to Steam, Red Dead 2. So it was like, I don't know, like, well, I'm not gonna fucking bother paying for this on the Rockstar launcher than what's gonna be on Steam and whatever. So Shenmue B for Shenmue, it's fucking $40 right now, like new. It's like it's on the Epic Games Store, maybe, and it's $40. Yeah, are you fucking kidding me? That game looked low budget as shit, and it was kickstarted, and I'm sure, you know, Epic gave them money obviously to have it exclusively on their fucking store. And I think Sony probably gave, I think Sony gave them money and some other fucking Japanese investment firm or some shit, like YeezNet or some shit, like gave him fucking money. There's just all these fucking different sources of money going into fucking like this goddamn game. So what the fuck is up with that? What's up with the game? What's up with the series in general? It's just like a fucking black hole that just sucks in everybody's cash. So, I mean, by the time I'm hard up enough where I want to play Shenmue 2 and then, like, then gather the strength after that to play through 3, I'm sure it'll be, like, fucking, like, $20 on Steam, you know what I mean? Like, in like, 6 months or so. Or it'll be, like, free on fucking Xbox Game Pass or some shit, which is probably the right price for that game. It should just be free. So anyway, yeah, so I had all these fucking grand plans. I mean, there was an autumn sale on Steam. And I was flipping through the looking at that. I bought quite a few games for it too. Just random shit that looked interesting to me or shit. I was like, yeah, you know, the Steam sale perusal usually goes just fucking like, I don't know, there's some of these fucking games I probably not that interested in, but okay, if it's like fucking 15, 20 bucks, sure, why not? So, you know, I had all these fucking games built up. I'm like, all right, I don't have anything on my plate, really. Here's fucking half a dozen games I can probably pick through and play. And then it was double XP weekend for Call of Duty Modern Warfare. So most of those plans went to shit, and I just ended up playing a lot of Call of Duty, which, of course, you know, playing a first-person shooter online makes for fascinating podcast discussion topics. It's especially the way I play it, just fucking hardcore team deathmatch and only playing domination, search and destroy, and like those three fucking games. You know the drill. Oh, I play fucking Call of Duty. And I don't know, dude, it's just fucking fun. It really is. I'm just having fucking fun with it, as much as I'm like, yeah, it's kind of boring to talk about, but yet I'll sit there for fucking hours and just fucking play it. Now you can shit on like the legacy issues that Call of Duty has, you know, the fucking, you get some bad spawns where you take two steps and you just get gunned down from somebody 2 feet in front of you or behind you. You know, the suspect deaths where you're almost positive the person who shot you is like cheating because he took a fucking corner at full sprinting speed, just rounds a fucking corner and pulls out a handgun and fucking like headshotted you before he could like feasibly even fucking like see you. Like it's just fucking like, oh, it's fucking like magnetized. Just his aim is just fucking like, oh, right on me. He just fucking shot me. And yeah, then, you know, the Call of Duty thing where you need to level the guns up before you get basic shit on them, like a scope and whatever, all that shit. And, you know, people with fucking the better scopes who have played longer have an advantage usually because they can fucking see it from longer away. You know, it's Call of Duty. But on one hand, you know, it's like, ah, it's Call of Duty. Then on the other hand, it's Call of Duty. You know what I mean? What they do well, you know what I mean? That fucking magic formula that keeps you playing, they've about perfected that. I was up really late for a few nights, you know, just playing for hours, just fucking, all right, one more, and fucking just, you know, just getting tired, and it's like, oh, I gotta work, whatever, I should probably go to sleep, but one more game, just get one more game in. It's like I can probably play like another hour maybe and fucking not be a piece of trash fucking tomorrow. Well, not be a bigger piece of trash than usual at my peak. So yeah, it's just, you know, playing. You can have good games. You have terrible games where you fire 40 round clips at people who are like 10 feet away from you and you miss every shot and you feel like a fucking idiot. That happens to me anyway. A lot of it too, I think, is fucking, yeah, this is like the first Call of Duty I'm like seriously playing with the mouse and the keyboard and shit. I just think like decades really of playing with like mostly console shooters with a controller and having like auto aim. That kind of, I mean, you know, whatever. I say auto aim and people make a big deal. It's like, dude, oh, the fucking game just like aims for you, fucking whatever. So yeah, just the auto aim that's fucking, you know, the normal amount of auto aim for a controller, or just the reticle like slows down just a little bit as soon as you like go over somebody's hitbox, just like a little bit, you know what I mean? Shit like that. After playing like that for years and going to keyboard and mouse where it's, I'm like overcompensating, like I'll fucking go past people and shoot and, you know, wait, it's just like that little bit that you're fucking used to. So I'm using the keyboard and mouse, which is supposed to be like, oh, it's unfair playing against people with controllers, but I still embarrass myself quite regularly. But playing it never feels completely hopeless, you know. Even when the games you're playing, when it's just they are hopelessly lost, there's no way your team's gonna come back, and you're doing terrible. You can still just, all right, you have like those moments where it's like, all right, well, I rounded a corner and I fucking flank three people who are camping somewhere and you get like a triple kill and shit. or you, you know, just like, oh, whatever, you rack up some points. It's like, oh, well, they're calling all these kill streaks. I'm going to pull out my rocket launcher and start shooting down UAVs and VTOLs and all that shit. And it's like, all right, well, after it's like, oh, that match sucked, but you unlock something for your gun and whatever. I'm really not a grinder or anything. I don't care about my level in the game or unlocking like emblems and calling cards and sprays and that shit. But I still like fucking like, all right, well, you know, I played a few games, unlocked a new scope, and it's like, all right, well, there's something different though. Let's try it at least. We'll try this fucking new scope. How's that work? Is it those hybrid scopes where you gotta, you know, flip back and forth between like, you know, close range and long range and shit like that. And, you know, just trying different shit out. And then there is so much customization in there. There's like so many options for your loadout. It's fucking crazy that you almost have to have that like drip feed, you know what I mean, of like unlocks and almost by necessity, where it's if it would just be like an overwhelming mess if they're like, oh, here's whatever, like fucking, you know, 50 guns and, you know, 200 different attachments for each of them, and just fucking, I don't know, just fucking put shit together and like try it out. It would just be a mess. Like, I as much as it's like fucking, it's like, ah, it's kind of shitty. You have to like play with a gun for a while to unlock all that shit. But on the other hand, it's like fucking like, well, you kind of need just a little bit. It's just like, here's like the base and shit, and then like a little bit, and then you just kind of like tweak shit as you unlock it. You know, I've been experimenting with, different weapons recently. I was using the M4A1 almost exclusively, but I noticed I was getting a lot of fucking like hit markers and not killing people like in hardcore, that which is a little rough, you know what I mean. It's fucking just like, I don't know why, you know, hardcore is like almost anything's a one or two, three shot kill at the most. The M4A1 is just fucking just like, dude, I was fine before, and then it's all of a sudden it's just like, why am I getting just like a bunch of hit markers and shit? I think they nerfed it in a patch or two that they put out, maybe a little bit too much. They nerfed it made it a little too weak. And I wasn't using that because I wasn't reading on some Call of Duty forum or something that it's like, oh, here's the super weapon. It's, you know, the most powerful weapon in the game or anything like that. It just seemed like I was just going through. It was like, hey, it seemed like a reliable assault rifle, like a, you know, like the M16 was in the original Modern Warfare. It didn't seem like it wasn't one of those deals where it's like, oh, everybody's just using this fucking gun. Every time I die, I just buy this fucking M4A1. I guess they have to. It wasn't anything like that. It was just fucking like, I don't know. You just you see like a crazy variety of guns and play styles and attachments and perks and shit that people are using in the game. I mean, some people run around and slide with fucking SMGs and shotguns and sprint around trying to get up close. And some people even use the big, like, 50 caliber sniper rifles in hardcore, which seems a little excessive. Like, I don't know why you would use that, not like a Dragon Off or something like that. It's like a semi-auto if you want to snipe, you know, which is, it's all going to be one-shot kills anyway. So it's like fucking, I don't know why these people are bringing these big, slow fucking like bolt action rifles and shit. But they do. It's whatever. It works for some people. Whatever, again, people seem to do fine just using all this different shit. But the M4A1, like the one I was, the gun I was using, so fucking like, oh, this is just like a good gun. And then it went from like, this is good, to being almost like useless pretty quickly. So I'm like, all right, dude, this is kind of ridiculous. I'm just fucking like, I'm just shooting these people like a shitload of times, just like not killing them. And this is like, it's got, they change hardcore or something, like they fucking like up people's hit points or something. But no, it was the gun. So yeah, I've been fucking around with other shit. I use the AK-47, which is that gun is like plenty of power, but as a bitch to control that. And then right now I'm going with the SCAR H, which is, again, usually fairly reliable in these games. And a lot, I'm playing through a lot of like the Tom Clancy games and shit. A lot of whatever fucking military games. The SCAR has always been pretty good. But the accuracy or like the spread kind of sucks or something like that. Or I suck with it more likely. Yeah, I was having some trouble like trying to get fucking kills with that too. But the point is that there's all those fucking guns, and they all have like these distinct like, you know, characteristics and like personalities when you use them. So it's almost like trying out different cars in like Forza or something. You know, it's like, oh, every car feels different, and then Call of Duty is just kind of like every gun feels different, and you get used to using it. Only you're killing people with it, so you know. And then I'm going through almost all of the equipment options that they give you to, like, you know, complete challenges or whatever. Not that I care about the unlocks necessarily, or the charm, little charms they give you when you complete them. You can put on your gun that just hangs off off of a chain. This little, you know, you do like a Molotov cocktail challenge, and it's like, all right, well, you have this little pewter, like, fucking Molotov cocktail on it, like a keychain you put on the side of your gun, that nobody's ever gonna notice. Like, you can't even fucking see it when you know it's there. You're fucking like looking, it's like, I fucking know it. It's like right next to you in the gun, on the gun, I guess, but you can barely fucking see it. Don't really care about that, but, you know, that's just like the challenges and shit. It's just like an excuse to experiment with different things. I was like, all right, well, I'll try to get 25 Molotov kills, I guess, even though that's not something that I would do in my, like, on my own, as like my lethal equipment option, when I could just use grenades like a normal person, or use claymores. I usually use, generally like those, because it tends to, like, they're not even really that hard to spot. I mean, people used to get pissed off, like, oh, dude, fucking playing claymores everywhere, blah, 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 blah. But it's like not even like the claymores just being like a dick. I don't even get that many kills with it. It's just the fact that it slows the other team down. Of like, fuck, like, all right, well, there's claymores everywhere, and they're not gonna, you know, they'll see them. But like, I just played a like hardcore search and destroy game on the new map Crash, which is pretty cool. There's a fucking battle pass too they did for fucking Call of Duty. Yesterday I was playing it. But yeah, they're the Crash map from Modern Warfare 2, which is, you know, the fucking crashed helicopter or whatever, and the fucking, like, the high-rise building in the fucking corner. It's a pretty small map, but I remember having some pretty epic fucking games on there, on Modern Warfare 2. And they're searching, doing, like, hardcore search and destroy. And I'm doing, like, hardcore search and destroy in the new game in fucking Modern Warfare. And it's like fucking like almost having like flashbacks where it's like, all right, well, I put a fucking Molotov here. I'm like the last one alive in the last round when it's fucking tied and shit. And somebody comes up the stairs to plant the bomb on like the high rise or whatever. And I think it's like B, like point B. And it's like fucking like, all right, dude, chances are, yeah, I've been fucking planting Molotovs everywhere all game. I don't think I get like one kill with them or anything. And it's fucking like, you know, it's just like, all right, the guy's going up, and just like, I'm in that room with the fucking, the plant, whatever the bomb planting point is, like the, like point B or whatever. And it's like, all right, dude, I just fucking like hear an explosion. And it's like, well, is that claymore stopped the guy from just like running up the stairs? Like, yeah, well, you saw it, obviously. It's not hard to fucking see, but he was going slow and shit. And he just fucking had to stop and shoot. So I was like, all right, well, I know where he is now. Like, I know he's on the fucking stairs going up. So then, like, last kill of the game, he's going up, and you see, like, the top of his head just bap, 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 you know, fucking, like, hit him with the fucking Scar Ace, like, as he's fucking, like, moving. And that's what they're good for. Again, just slowing people down, just kind of, like, giving away. They have to do something about him, you know? Yeah, you know, it just keeps them from barreling around the fucking map with no consequence. So it's like fucking, I'm doing these fucking like challenges where it's fucking like, all right, so trying to get these Molotov, 25 Molotov kills or whatever. And then you have these cool moments where you get like the last kill of the match where somebody like darted. I see him like fucking like darting across the fucking, like a line of sight or whatever, and like going behind some rocks. And it's like, all right, dude, try shooting him, and like fucking, it's like, oh, I just fucking missed him because he's fucking like sprinting, and he's like safe behind the rocks. And I just fucking throw a Molotov, and you see like the replay of that because it's the last kill of the game, and just fucking the guy, like, it makes it look like a, you know, arcs over, hits him like square in the face with this flaming glass bottle, and you watch, you know, and then you get like the replay in slow motion. It almost looks like you know what you're doing. You know what I mean? It looks fucking cool as shit. It was fucking like, all right, dude, cool, the fucking Molotov in that guy's face in like slow mo, or fucking somebody blowing up from a fucking claymore. you know, you get like all this different shit that's like, you know, normally if you're just playing, it's like, oh, I'll just play with fucking grenades and do the normal thing. Like, you want to get those moments. And then you switch to Semtex for the next challenge. I don't know. I actually just finished that last night again, the 25 Semtex kills, like the sticky grenades. I don't know why the fuck would you use those. I don't know what they're really good for. Didn't really find out. I mean, I got a couple like actual like sticks or whatever, but it's like, I don't know. I'd rather just use fucking grenades or something else. Trying to say, you can play fucking Call of Duty in so many ways, like not just the fucking, not just the 50 game types or fucking million different loadouts. Like it's just, I mean, like the mentality that you go into the game with, where you can just be like, yeah, I've got a fucking hour to kill and I'm bored and I'm just gonna fucking play a few games or whatever and just kill time like that, or you can take it fucking super seriously and try to get better at it, or you know, you just be like, oh, I just want to play as like unlocking shit. Again, not me particularly, but some people are just like unlocking different camos and different all this shit, and just play for going for like quantity of like long term for years or whatever. It's like playing this game to try to unlock all this bullshit, I'm just gonna go in and just try different shit out and fuck around with different gadgets and, like all that different shit just works. And, I know that's not exactly new for Call of Duty, but, Modern Warfare is at, you know, the very least, like whatever you want to say about it. Like, I haven't heard people complaining too much about it, you know, really. But it's a, you know, the fucking, giving out like free maps and all this shit, like they did. Like, I heard some people complaining about like the battle pass. I'm like, dude, they're charging for a battle pass and blah blah blah. Like, that's usually what they do for like Apex and Fortnite and like free games. Then they charge for the battle pass. Like, dude, they charge you like $60 for the fucking game and then the battle pass. And again, the battle pass is just what it is. This is $20 or something like that. It's just what works like fucking the Apex one, where it's just, the more you play, the more like just all cosmetic bullshit you're unlocking. So it's like, you know, if you don't have to buy it, if you don't really give a shit. And like, besides that, like, you know, all the maps they're doing for free, all the updates are all free. There's no fucking map packs, no fucking season pass, nothing. It's just like, oh, battle pass if you want. If not, I mean, again, there's just like not much to complain about with this one. It was just fucking a great fucking, you know, great campaign. I still haven't fucking played any of the co-op shit, but fucking multiplayer, like the worst you can say is just, you know, it's just a completely solid entry. It's just fucking, in Call of Duty, like you should be able to find something fun in it. You know what I mean? I know, talking about it for a month, maybe talking about it for that long, not so much fun to listen to. I realize, but talking about the world of Warhammer for the 80th time, that's always a blast. This time, it's a game called Battlefleet Gothic Armada 2, which doesn't even have Warhammer in the title, I know, but trust me, it takes place in the Warhammer 40K universe. And yeah, you know, I've played enough of these games that some of it is starting to come together in my head. Like, you know, starting to figure out like, oh, some of the factions from the medieval fantasy Warhammer setting, just the normal Warhammer, like fucking Total War Warhammer, like that shit. It's like, well, that's like the classic one or whatever, the medieval one, but then they seem to have analogs in 40K or like whatever the history is, where it evolves, where it's like the same universe. You know, if you remember the Chaos faction, that would be dickheads and spread dissent into your regions, Chaos in Total War Warhammer. And they would randomly attack you if you let their influence grow too much without doing something about it. Like if your morale or whatever, like the region's morale got too low, then the chaos would rise. When the chaos reached a certain point, this fucking barbarian type armies would come in and attack you and shit. Well, there are chaos demons in space too. Pretty sure there's some kind of connection there, where it's just kind of like the same type of faction, just in space in like 40K, I guess. And then it's like, you know, the Space Marines, again, I played like fucking those Space Hulk games and all that, where it's like, oh, the Space Marines and blah, blah, blah. They're kind of like the Knights in like Total War Warhammer, which is the classic Warhammer shit. So it's all coming together now. Someday I might be able to actually beat one of these fucking games. That would be nice. So Battlefleet Gothic Armada 2, you play on a 2D flat plane. You know, you're moving your, it's a space combat game. You're moving your spaceships around in a grid. You know, it's like a strategy over, you know, commander, whatever you want to call it. Fucking, you know, you're not like, it's not like fucking Wing Commander or something. You're not like in control of one ship. It's your strategy, you know, RTS type thing, where you're fucking moving them around. So I started the game with a prologue tutorial, and that seemed really fucking cool. Like, you know, the artwork and the cutscenes are amazing. Even though I generally rag on like motion comic shit, you know what I mean? Where they have like the motion comic type cutscenes that games use, because it seems like they ran out of time and money to make good like CGI cutscenes, so they just made like some storyboard and filmed it with a camera or whatever. Then it's like, oh, we'll use that in place of cutscenes we didn't do. It's cheaper that way. But the ones in Battlefleet Gothic Armada 2, it's fucking long, kind of unwieldy title there. The cutscenes, I mean, they're like motion comics, but and every fucking panel is fucking great. Like, it's beautiful. Every fucking panel is like a work of art that they show. And then when they use like the motion effects on that, where they're, you know, they're moving characters around in the scene, and ships are fucking flying around and shit, and they had like, you know, these explosions and different effects, it looks fucking great. Like, as far as like the motion comics go, like, it's fucking like, it's like, that looks really fucking good. There's nothing like that feels like rushed or cheap about it. It's like, this, it just actually looks fucking really good the way they did it. They even have some in-engine cutscenes. There's, you know, the same like game graphics that you're using, that you're seeing when you play the game, and even those are really good too. The entire game is fucking, it's basically just flat. Yeah, it's just like a 2D plane really that you're moving around on. And then they just have like a single background image of space. It's like a JPEG or something. It's just fucking like, here's the space. It's, you know, here's space. There's like an asteroid, whatever, field. And just fucking like a galaxy or nebula or something. Just fucking like, here's like a picture in the background. And it's like this 2D fucking grid that you're playing on. And then the ships themselves are the only things that are actually like 3D modeled, you know what I mean? And the ships are fucking immaculate. Like, they look fucking awesome. And then when they use those for the cutscenes in the game, it's like, oh, well, they can really like zoom up close on them. And, you know, they're fucking like changing camera angles and telling the story that way. It was like old school fucking machinima or something like that. And it looks fucking really good. And it's like fucking like, oh, well, they can get away with this because the game itself just looks so fucking good. And even when you are playing the game, you know, you can zoom in and out and shit. And like, you can zoom in like really fucking close to these ships, and it just always looks fucking fantastic. Like, it's so fucking like detailed. You're controlling a couple ships, and they're teaching you the basics of like navigating them, moving them around. It's pretty straightforward and simple. I mean, you just click on a ship, or you can like drag like a, you know, a box. If you want to select multiple ships, you just, you know, drag and fucking make a, here's like the square, you know, drag and drop or whatever. It's fucking like, all right, I want to select these ships here. Drag the cursor over. I get the multiple ships, and, or you can like hold control to add them to a group, and you know, right click to move them and shit. Almost like Total War. It's like the Total War control of just fucking like building. You know, it's like, I want to select this army here, and then fucking another army here, and you can separate them into groups and all that shit. it is easier in fucking Battlefleet Gothic Armada 2, though. even though you think like, oh, it's in space and shit, and it's going to be like, you know, more complex and more to it. It's just like, no, it's just flat. It's just like these flat fucking things you're moving. So it's actually smaller scale, really. I mean, like the first mission that you're doing is just fucking, you just, I think it's just like one ship. You're just clicking through, moving them through like a minefield or whatever, just to get like the feel of how everything moves. And, you know, you can speed up, slow down, like that shit, make like high G turns or whatever, like high energy turns, or, you know, full speed ahead, like that type of shit. But we're going to do a complete dead stop here and take a break and come back and, I don't know, talk about Warhammer, I guess. We're doing that again.
death by an acopy, nibble to 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 death by an acopy.
So you're learning how to control your fleet and Battlefleet, Galactica, Gothic, Ars Technica. You're going through these minefields or whatever. Then some enemy ship shows up, and even though, yes, I mean, you're dealing with, like, you know, there are these fucking, like, spaceships with different weapons situated on different sides of your vessel, starboard and port and all this shit. And it's fucking like, oh, your cannons on this side and torpedoes in the front and all this shit. And, some of them are on, like, cooldowns. They have to reload after each volley or whatever. Yeah, you have to, like, manually activate these special abilities and all that shit. And, you know, you have, like, you know, the torpedoes is like a firing trajectory, and you have to fucking, like, line your ship up perfectly and try to account for the travel time it's going to take for them to go off or whatever. It's complicated in concept, but really when you're playing it, it comes down to just, like, spamming all the shit that you have available to you and doing as much damage however you can, you know, even fucking, like, ramming fucking your ship and hand of, like, another one if you can. The AI will do the just, like, does, like, the basic attacks for you automatically, and then activating, like, whatever, like, pulse bombs and sending them in the, you know, like, fucking almost be like something that you're clicking on, like an active ability, and you're doing that, but you're just fucking kind of, like, moving your ships in the general fucking direction that you want them to go, and, like, keeping an eye on if you need to make repairs on them, or if you're on the brink of being totally fucking destroyed, like if the ship's gonna blow up, it's try to get them the fuck out of there so you can use them the next battle. You know, there's a couple options to do that. You can, like, warp out of there, which will just fucking get them off the map completely, and they'll be safe if you can do that. It takes a little bit to fucking, like, heat up or whatever to complete doing that. Or, you know, sometimes, like, that'll be damaged or destroyed, so the best you can do is you can send them to just, like, retreat, and they'll just go to the edge of the map, and they can still get fucked up, but they'll be, like, as far off as possible away from the fucking the battles. So, yeah, you're going through these scripted scenarios at first, and this fucking melodramatic, straight-faced, grimdark story is playing out between the missions. At one point, this fucking phalanx ship shows up, which is the size of a city, and you're using it to fucking just ram into fucking enemies, and, you know, it's pretty much just like this fucking, like, indestructible giant fucking, like, juggernaut fucking ship, and just fucking, you're trying to get to the rest of your fleet that's getting fucked up, you know, they're being overwhelmed, and you're controlling this fucking big giant fucking thing, monstrosity, to fucking try to go save them, and you're just fucking, like, waiting for the thrusters to heat up so you can fucking just ram through shit, and just fucking these ships are exploding and shit, and I love it, dude. I fucking love all, like, all that shit. It's fucking, oh, this is fucking amazing. That it's like the space opera thing that's in between it, and it's, you know, these individual battles with defined objectives. It's just fucking like, oh, you know, I could really get into this. This is fucking great. And that goes on for, like, a couple hours. It's just fucking these missions. It's like, all right, well, they're still, like, teaching you shit, but you're still, like, doing, like, these missions of, like, oh, you have to destroy all the enemy ships or fucking, you know, get from one end of the map to the other and all this shit. And then the title screen pops up. It's, you know, Battlefleet Gothic Armada 2. It's just fucking, dude, fuck yeah, dude. This is fucking exactly what I was looking for. And like a, you know, ship combat game. Not that sunless sea. Like, you know, let's read a novel before we set out on sail and on our adventures and none of that bullshit. It's just fucking like, dude, there's just like these fucking like nasty, just fucking like shit battles, dude. Just fucking explosions and fucking, this is fucking awesome. And then it brings you to the campaign menu, where you select the faction. It's like, uh-oh, you know, this looks an awful lot like a Total War game here. And I like those games, like I like the Total War games and shit, but they're just a little too much for me, you know. It's too much of a time commitment. It's too easy to blow like an entire 40 plus hour campaign. You just fucking have it just come crashing down with like one bad fucking move during a battle. And playing Battlefleet Gothic and shit, it's just, it's not really what I was hoping for or really in the mood for after, like, you know, that fucking amazing prologue where it's like, dude, if the whole game was like this, this is gonna be fucking badass. So you pick your faction, and then it's fucking, it brings you like a campaign map, even though, you know, there is like a whole like campaign thing. It's not nearly as involved or confusing as it is in Total War. You know, there's just, they basically just give you these different solar systems that are connected by just straight lines. You know, it's like fucking like a circle, it's like a solar system, and there's like some planets in there, which, you know, once you capture the solar system, it just automatically, you're in control of all these planets, which, are, you know, give you, like, resources or whatever it does, different bonuses, depending on the type of fucking world. It's just all, like, confined in this one fucking, you know, it's just, like, bunch of, you know, it's, like, you know, half a dozen circles is connected by these straight lines. It's not, like, fucking, like, oh, there's, like, mountain ranges that are gonna slow down your troops, and, you know, this fucking desert's toxic, and fucking all this shit. Oh, you're gonna suffer some attrition. It's just, like, no, it's just fucking, it's just, like, circles and lines. Like, fucking, it's pretty straightforward. If you move your fleet into, like, a neutral one that nobody controls, you just, you know, you just take it, and it's yours. And if there's enemy ships there that are in control of it, you fight them. You know, you fight the ships, and then if you win, you gain control that way. The battles that you fight for them, they have random win conditions, but the most common types of battles, I mean, the ones that seem to pop up like 75% of the time, is it's like domination, where your you know, your fleet starts out, you know, there's the map, you know, just like a square fucking grid, and your fleet starts out on one end of the map, and the enemy fucking fleet is on the other end. And beforehand, again, like a Total War game, you can kind of maneuver them around how you want and set them up. Not nearly as complicated, again, or just fucking like, you just very basic of just fucking, you know, if you want to set them all up on the left, all up on the right, split them up, whatever you want to do, you know, just fucking like set them up on this like straight line of where you want them to go. And then there's there are neutral control points on the map, the grid again. And like domination and say a Call of Duty game, it's the same basic concept. You know, there's some like strategy involved and like, you know, where do you want to send the bulk of your fleet? Yeah, and do you want to fucking, like, stay and defend a point? Or do you want to try to, like, take, like, a small scout ship or something and sneak around and capture some of, like, the more remote ones? You know, there might be, like, three control points clustered up close to each other, and then there might be, like, one or two off on their own. It's like, do you want to take the little scout ship and try to, like, grab one and, you know, fucking swing around and grab the other one? Or you can put some of the ships into like stealth mode, and you have to like be really close to detect them. You know, when they're in fucking like stealth, like if you know, they won't show up at all until you're, you know, in like each ship is like a radius before they can detect like a ship that's in stealth. So it's like, do you want to fucking like try doing some of that shit? You know, like hiding out somewhere. And you know, there's certain features on each map. There'll be like gas clouds you can bring any ship into, and there'll be stealth, and asteroid fields you can hide in. And if you go in slow, then like, you know, enemy ships will get like take damage when they're going in there to find you, or fight you or whatever. And you can also get points for destroying enemy ships as well as if every fucking control point that you hold, you'll get points will tick up again, like domination. The more you hold, the more points per second or whatever you'll be getting. But you can just like fight the other ships as well. You know, if you destroy bigger ships, they're worth more points. And there's a threat, like a point threshold. Whoever reaches the whatever the max is, like the goal is, wins the match. And each of those matches lasts, I don't know, it's maybe like 10 minutes at the most that you're playing. Very quick. But they're intense because you're trying to like strategize and micromanage every ship that you have on the field. And one of them that you can bring in is a flag. You don't have to bring the flags. Like some certain missions, you do have to have like your flagship in there. But we can just send in like whatever for the normal missions. But if you have your flagship in play and that ship gets destroyed, you lose. I mean, you lose the battle, I think, and possibly the entire campaign. Maybe it's just fucking like done. I mean, I haven't fucking lost mine yet. I've gotten pretty close multiple times, but I'm just fucking like, I don't know, dude. Will that be the end of the fucking game or what? I actually like the fact that it's not really a matter of just building up, like amassing as large of an army or, I guess, navy in this case, or just ships. It's not like fucking like, all right, I have like fucking 1,000 ships I'm just going to fucking send into this battle to make sure that I win it and overwhelm them and just fucking like, you know, number-wise, you're not fucking like bullying smaller fucking armies, you know. It's not like fucking like, I have a giant army, I'm just going to go across the entire fucking campaign map and just fucking like just one at a time just go mop everything up. Each battle that you fight in has like a power cap. Each fucking ship is worth, each fleet, I guess. You can have like multiple ships that make up like a fleet. And you can only bring three fleets at a time, so it's almost like this semi-balanced, like multiplayer versus bots type of game that you're playing. Like all the battles, you know, it's like fucking, and you could feasibly play it online. There is like a multiplayer component. Like it just feels like, you know, it's not like fucking like this unique like campaign thing that you're doing. It's fucking, It just feels like you're playing like a multiplayer game versus like the computer bots, you know? And that seemed like reasonable. I still would have rather had like just like a linear scripted mission based game. You know what I mean? Like that's what it would have been. But, I'm like, all right, well, I can get this, you know, it sort of is that. I mean, there are fucking like story missions that'll pop up after you complete. They give you like general objectives that you have to like complete, like, take control of like four solar systems in this galaxy. Like that'll be like your first objective. You do that. And then it's like, all right, well, some story mission fucking pops up. This special mission. the problem I have with that structure, mainly because I'm a fucking idiot, I'm sure, is you go into these fucking like story missions blind, pretty much. I mean for like the you go into like the regular campaign battles, like the domination matches and shit, you can see like, you know, it's like, all right, well, here's the enemy fleet, this is like their power level, you can see like above each one of them, so you kind of know what you're getting into. And it's like fucking like, well, if mine's higher than that, I have like at least like a shot, and you have like a good chance of winning. Or it's like, oh, if I lose the battle, I can just fucking like reload that and like no big deal. But for the story missions, you go into those and like the screen before you battle, where it's normally like, all right, here's like, you know, and your power level, here's the enemy's power level, these are like the ships that are in there or whatever. The story missions you go into, it's just like, it just gives you like a question mark on the other side. So it's like fucking like, well, do I wait? You know what I mean? Am I supposed to be like trying to like build up my economy and just like get into more fights and do some like smaller battles first and gain some experience so you can like upgrade your ships and all that shit? Or do they want you to do those like as soon as possible to unlock like the next chapter, you know what I mean? Like it might give you like these bonuses and all this shit. Like, I don't like the first couple you do, it's like, oh, now you have like, they give you money for like 10 turns. Here's like 100 gold for like 10 turns that you can fucking, now you can spend that gold to buy more ships and build, you know what I mean? So it's like, dude, it's like, I'm just like, not sure. I'm never sure of like the, what they want you to do. It's like, do you do the story missions, like prioritize those, or should you be doing like general campaign, like trying to like fucking wait to fucking build up your resources and all that, and like, you know, you never know. You actually don't know. That's the problem, because there's no way of knowing without fucking like entering them first. So then it becomes like the Total War, or I mean any strategy game, really. You know, you get the fucking, you know, you fight these battles and you're losing ships, and it's like you never know how much attrition is too much attrition that you can't come back from. You don't really know what your, what's my end goal? I don't know if I just lost the entire campaign on that one battle that I fucking like lost half my fucking ships on, or if it's something I can come back from later on. You know, I get scared. There's one thing in the world that truly frightens me, and it's playing a video game for like 40 hours and then realizing that I lost it like 20 hours before that. That's where my nightmares come from. My darkest nightmares are made of that. That and erectile dysfunction, but that's more of like a waking nightmare type scenario. I really do like a lot about Battlefleet Gothic : Armada 2. Not so much the name. I like the game though, and I probably will chip away at it and see where my space naval career takes me. But, you know, it's those fears that keep me from fully, like, committing to it. I'm just fucking like, oh, what I'm going to do all week is just play this. Is fucking like, you know, I don't want to spend, like, you know, an entire fucking month or whatever obsessively and fucking autistically sweating over whether to upgrade my flagship's fucking shield capacity or add another support frigate. Then at the end of the day, say like, you know, if I again play for like 40 hours and just be like, oh dude, fuck this goddamn broken nerd shit, and never want to play a video game ever again because I just wasted my time. Again, that's what worries me about these fucking games. Just fucking, I don't know what's waiting for me like later on. I just don't want to fucking go through this entire process of learning all this bullshit and then like, oh nope, you fucked something up. You know what I mean? There's a lot of menus and tabs, and I'm really becoming like a stereotypical dude bro gamer that only wants to play, you know, ADD first person shooters. I mean, that's my thing now, because this other game comes out of nowhere, which is the potential game of the year contender, according to some, you know. Keep hearing like, oh, it's best to go into this game with as few spoilers as possible. You know, the drill. We're just like all this like mysterious, like, oh, it's like one of the best games I've ever played, but we're not really going to tell you about it. You should probably play that, you know, play it yourself. And it's, usually a 50-50 shot if it's going to be something halfway decent or it's just going to be a complete and utter piece of shit that somebody's buddy made. They're just trying to sell a few copies for them. In this case, Disco Elysium, right? The game looks super gay. I mean, knowing nothing about it, and I saw it before, even fucking like heard like, you know, reviews and fucking people talking about it and shit. I just saw it pop up on Steam. I knew fucking literally nothing about it, and it's fucking like popped up on Steam. I looked at it, and it looked like some twin stick shooter. I was guessing was like set in the 70s based on the title, or it's fucking, it's gonna be like some disco fucking, you know, Hotline Miami or something like that. But you know what they say about making assumptions? Something about ass, something or other. I don't fucking know. I always just assumed that people who use that saying were faggots. But it turns out Disco Elysium is an RPG. It's actually an old school top down computer RPG where you're playing as a cop that wakes up in a hotel room with no memory. So you don't know your name, you lost your badge and your gun. Apparently you're an alcoholic who trashed the hotel room and blacked out, and you're old and ugly, and your face is, you look in the mirror and your face seems to be frozen in like a permanent ugly grimace. And you have fantasies that you were a rock star or at least an important person years ago. And coincidentally, so does the character you're playing as in Disco Elysium. So, you know, it's a preset character. You know, you can't name him or like customize his avatar or anything like that. They give you like, you know, they give you like the stat spread or whatever. You can like move some stats around, you know, take some points off of this and add it to this fucking category or whatever. Any other classic CRPG. But the systems in Disco Elysium are, you know, it's not like the usual like fantasy or whatever. It's just, it's very non-traditional. I mean, you get the feeling it's not going to be like a combat heavy game or anything like that. It's going to be more story and dialogue focus, something along the lines of like Planescape Torment. Oh boy, you know, as far as one of my first thoughts, it's like, oh, it's kind of like, oh, it's kind of going to be like Planescape. Oh, Jesus Christ. Here we go. I mean, like the stats that you're looking at, that's a pretty big giveaway. You know, it's you know, weird shit. It's like the stats are like shivers and encyclopedia, rhetoric, drama. You know, you get the basic idea of what everything is by looking at them. You know, they give you like descriptions of like, you know, yeah, you're obviously going to be making skill checks versus this fucking gobbledygook, whatever the fuck. You know, they decided to fucking add for flavor these fucking, like, you know, these stats. And you're going to be doing that while talking to people or exploring, and you're looking at that, it's like, well, there's not a lot of like weapon and armor stats and shit. You know, as I got it, it's going to be like a very story-based type of thing. But, yeah, the art in Disco Elysium is gorgeous. Like, the game looks great. The screens are all very highly detailed, almost like impressionist paintings. Which is what I always say, why I get pissed off with like a lot of like the lazy retro pixel art most of the time. Like, you know, people say, oh, I made like a CRPG that looks like, you know, looks like a CRPG from like 1990. It's fucking like, oh, here's like some shitty pixel art. Here's like some SNES too. It's kind of like Final Fantasy, like that type of thing. And something like that, like Disco Elysium is fucking like, it's like, oh, this game just looks fucking great. You know, you just have to put like a little bit of effort in with a good artist and use like modern technology where you can just, you know, they're just pretty much static images. You just scan it in like high fidelity drawings or paintings or whatever. And just like, oh, this game looks fucking great. Like, this fucking looks awesome. It's like somebody took time to draw this shit and paint it or whatever. It's like, oh, this looks fucking really good. The gameplay is what it is, you know what I mean? It's a CRPG. You hold tab to highlight any interactable objects and people you can talk to. You interact with them, you talk to them. A lot of reading, which is fine, which can be fine, but 6 hours in, I played it. My initial impressions are, I'm really fucking bored playing this game. I swear I'm not a fucking complete troglodyte, as the internet kids say these days. But, you know, a story and dialogue heavy game, it has to like cook me pretty quick and hard to make me want to continue and not play something more immediately gratifying, you know, like a fucking, like a traditional, like a video, like a real video game where I'm fucking like pressing buttons and doing actions and that shit, where I'm just fucking like clicking around reading. But Disco Elysium is one of those games where I sit down, I'll play it for a couple hours, and then afterwards I'm like, all right, well, I've been playing this for quite a while, but I haven't fucking like done anything. This game, like, nothing's happened in this fucking game. Like, I just, you know, six hours later, I haven't fucking left the block. That I moved like two buildings down. I've been just talking to a million people and just reading all these fucking descriptions and all this character shit. All this fucking background information about the setting and these fucking exposition dumps and long fucking dumps. Minor NPCs that you're talking to are giving their life story and just fucking, God, you know, just go, you know, just do fucking something, just do anything, have anything happen, anything, like anything to fucking move this forward. Let's go. I mean, it's obvious that a lot of time and effort went into creating this world. You know, this vaguely European French, you know, there was a fucking war recently and there's craters in the city streets from fucking like shelling, and you're hearing about these different nations and factions and city districts that are out there, and looking at maps and asking people about each district and fucking, you know, they're explaining to you the history and all that shit. You know, there's class struggles and power dynamics, you know, all that shit. You know, it's just so like front loaded. Again, it's just fucking like I've barely moved and it's like all this shit is just fucking dumped on my chest, you know. Or, you know, it's either front loaded or maybe the entire game is like that. You know, I don't know. I'm saying this from playing for 6 hours. It's fucking just like I've just read a lot of shit that I fucking probably didn't know for whatever this story is. It could have just been moving forward and that could have just been like little background things, but an awful lot of time, you know, you're talking to fucking one guy, he's, you know, fucking, you find like your notebook or whatever, and it's just fucking just all this shit in there where it's like, oh, you know, you find like a story in there, and you know, there's like fucking like six little options of like short stories or whatever that you wrote or cases that you solve, you know, you're a fucking detective or police officer or whatever. Like, oh, these cases, you want more information about that? Okay, sure. And it just goes on for like paragraphs, and like it ends, and it's like, well, there was just no point to that. You know what I mean? It's like, yeah, I understand you're telling like a story. Again, it's flavor, it's whatever, but it's just fucking like, Jesus, it's just like, the amount of time that you fucking spent writing that just went nowhere, you know? You know, again, 6 hours in and I've already read like a small novel, you know what I mean? If nothing has happened. Again, early impressions, you've got to keep in mind, but there's something about the game, I think, that's just, I find it kind of gross. Some of it's like meant to be ugly and like grimy, sure, but it feels like it's like deliberately checking like all these boxes to be submitted for like professional credentials, critical approval, you know? And that worked obviously, but you know, it's getting all these fucking like, oh, this game's amazing. And, you know, all the fucking, the usual fucking websites and all that. Like, oh my God, this game, you just have to play it. So whatever they're doing, they did right. But I mean, you know, it's just fucking, you know, I'm playing it. It's you know, it's a game about a cop, and in this world, the cops have no real power, no real authority, and they're generally laughed at and ignored. The guy that you're playing as in particular is like, oh, this guy's like a drunk oaf. You know, even the other cops in his precinct are making fun of him for losing his badge and calling him an idiot and all this shit. You know, he's delusional. You learn that the true power in the district that you're in is the workers' union, and everything has to go through them. And they're this fucking perfectly functioning, you know, leaderless, like, you know, entity. It, you know, you get where I'm going with it, but just like the general tone of it. It's just very politically correct. You know, here's this alternate future. That has its, it's like, oh, you know, it's not perfect. It has its problems, sure. But any like, you know, current day issue or buzzword, you know, that's just a given that progressing forward, this, the quote unquote right side is that, like, that's going to, in this future, or whatever, this fucking fantasy world. And it's like all that shit that, you know, that's, the right side right now is going to get their way. And I mean, that's just kind of, I just find that, like, boring. Like, it's just fucking, it's just like, you know, like the people writing this or whatever who made the game, it's like, I know, like, what they're going with. It's like, you can just tell right off the bat, like, where they're going to lie on every issue and where the game's going to go. It comes, like, that comes up in the fiction and in the game too, like in the writing and when you're playing the game, you know? So you're investigating, like, a dead body that was found hanging from a tree. there are these two kids that are throwing rocks at the body, and you're investigating it. So you go up to talk to the two kids, and you know, they're little punks. They're swearing at you. They're telling you to go fuck yourself and whatever. And it's like, fucking, like, oh, okay, you know, that's kind of cool that they're not, like, holding back on, you know, they're having kids, like, swear and be dicks. They're not fucking, you know, little like angels or whatever. So yeah, you know, this game can go places. Yeah, they have these children that are just complete shitheads, like kids can actually be, you know what I mean? It's like, all right, it's something realistic or whatever, or fucking interesting. Then one of them has a line, it's something like, "Stop being such a faggot," which is, again, it's just like in line for something a kid would say who was a piece of shit. You know, it's like, yeah, if a kid say that, you know, but then in the game he says, "Stop being such a beep," and they censor the word faggot out of the game. Even they put fucking, like, symbols in the text, even, so it doesn't say, you know, it's fucking like star, asterisk, you know, fucking ampersand, exclamation point. Like, they've completely censored faggot. Well, you know, that's pretty fucking gay. Again, it's like the game went through several passes from some fucking committee to make sure all the content was appropriate for 2019 and liberal critics and fucking social media and fucking, you know, they might have been in the game before, and it's like, oh, you know, good thing we caught that. Oh, that would have been, you know, we narrowly avoided a write up in Kotaku that Disco Elysium's a good game, but they said faggot, you know what I mean? Like, fucking, you know, it seems like they had, like, the do's and don'ts of modern day game development and writing handbook, like, at hand. The entire time, like, next to them the entire time when they were fucking, like, writing the game. Now you compare that to something like the original Fallout, which has a line, you think you talk to, like, some random guard in the city, and he says something like, "I don't have time for this fucking faggotry." It's just kind of like a throwaway line. It's just like, dude, you know, and it's not even, like, about the word faggot. It's not even, like, fucking, well, you know, Fallout was fucking then. That was in the early 2000s or 90s, you know, late 90s or whatever. You know, they got away with that then, but you couldn't do that now. When times have changed, it's not even that. Like, it's the fact that you're, you know, I'm going in this game, like this world, and you want to have the feeling that, like, oh, anything is possible. They're making this fictional world again. It fucking looks great. The fucking paintings and shit. It's like, oh, cool. I want to see what they made and all this. And, with the Fallout example, it's like, oh, you know, they're doing their own thing. Like, they really don't give a shit. Like, whatever, dude, they're being, it's not like, again, it's not like fucking edgy or whatever. It's just fucking, like, they're just being, you know, doing their shit. They're uncensored, whatever, you know. Well, I know, even fucking Fallout, the thing where they didn't want, like, having, originally you could kill kids, and they fucking, like, patched that out, like, shit like that. But Disco Elysium, it's like fucking, you know, they're doing the quote-unquote right thing all the time, you know what I mean? The pre-approved thing, because fucking, they're being responsible for media effects or some faggot shit, I don't know. So, yeah, what made me, like, stop playing, or fucking, like, I don't know, again, I might keep going just to see, like, I don't know, like, who knows what the fuck happens, but as of right now, I'm just, what made me just, like, stop and not, again, not fucking play for, you know, just play fucking Call of Duty instead. I'm like, I'd rather just play fucking Call of Duty than fucking deal with this shit. So there's an actual character in the game that's called Racist Cab Driver. And it's fucking, you know, it's like you meet, like, that's his name, like an NPC, it just immediately just pops up first thing. title, his title, his name at the top of the fucking dialogue box, racist cab driver. And it's just like, gee, I wonder where this is going. You know, it's like this fat cabbie with a British accent. You know, he probably voted for Brexit. And your partner is Japanese. And the subtly named racist cab driver, like, makes some remark about his kind trying to dominate the country and achieve a cultural victory or something like that. You know, and then fucking your partner's like, oh, you know, pardon me. My family has been here for three generations. You know, then the game gives you like five different options to fucking respond, and they're all like, you know, it's just like five different options to scold the racist cab driver for being racist. And, you know, it turns out he might be racist or something, like, who would have known? And then, like, at the bottom, there's, like, one option that's, like, fucking, like, oh, I know, I could get down with this racism thing. Like, that's, like, one of the options. It's fucking just, like, I didn't even fucking, like, bother. You know what I mean? It's fucking, like, they just, like, threw that in there. But it's, like, yeah, okay, dude. I'm sure they took the time to write something that fucking goes against, like, every other fucking ham-fisted message that I've seen in this fucking game so far. Yeah, it probably fucking deletes your hard drive and reports you to the police or something, or fucking the Twitter mob. You know what I mean? If you fucking choose that option, it's like, dude, come on, like, this is ridiculous. I don't fucking know. I tried 6 hours, and I had fucking douche bumps popping up on top of other douche bumps. I mean, it probably is a good game if you're a faggot, though. Just like the website www.gruntfreepress.com, that's for us, by us. podcast@gruntfreepress.com is the email thing. I'm absolute deicide. I thought I broke my new phone already, and it turns out it was just my glass protector that turned out okay for once. What a good day it has been so far.
Battalions of riot police with rubber bullets, kisses, baton, courtesy, service with a smile. Beyond the Staples Center, you can see America with its dire poor avenging disgrace. Peaceful loving youth against the brutality of plastic existence. Pushing little children with their folly automatics. They like to push the league around. Pushing little children with their folly automatics. They like to push the league around. The Staples Center, you can see America with its dire poor avenging disgrace. Peaceful loving youth against the brutality of plastic existence. Pushing little children with their fully automatics. They like to push the weak around. Pushing little children with their fully automatics. They like to push the weak around.
Push the weak around. Pushing little children with their fully automatics. They like to push the weak around. Pushing little children.